The idea of animals having rights may seem new, but it's actually very old. Teachers in ancient Greece debated with their students about eating meat and using animals for work. In the Roman Empire, writers like Cicero, Virgil, and Plutarch argued that eating animals was cruel and unnecessary. The first laws protecting animals were written in India around 240 BC. The modern Western animal rights movement began in the late 18th century and quickly gained support. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, SPCA, was founded in England in 1824. Elsewhere, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, ASPCA, was founded in 1866. These organizations worked to prevent animals suffering and pain. They protested against circuses and farms that treat their animals badly. They also fought against laboratories which perform painful or deadly experiments on animals. In 1966, the U.S. Congress passed the Animal Welfare Act to help protect animals in labs. Since then, many other countries have passed similar laws. The animal liberation movement began in the 1970s. It argued that animals should have the same rights as people and should not be used for meat, fur, or labor. Animal rights organizations promote vegetarianism and show people how painful fur-making and factory farming really are. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, is one of the best-known groups in this movement. Others, like the Animal Liberation Front, believe that helping animals is more important than following the law. Not everyone agrees with their methods. In recent years, organizations like Sea Shepherd, which focuses on protecting ocean life, have made animal rights a more wide-ranging issue. The fight goes on, but victories are being won. Apes were given basic rights in New Zealand in 1999, and German law has recognized animal rights since 2002.